ABC Listen.
From Fiji to France and Pakistan to Portugal, get excited for the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome. We're here to pit two prehistoric creatures head to head, but they're not competing for individual clout. They're racing on behalf of entire countries. It's the Dino Dome World Cup. Competitors from all over the world are representing their home nations while racing everywhere from raging rivers to fathomless forests. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and I'm here with the Mesozoic Master, Dino Dome Factosaurus, Tim Richards.
Ooh, we are at the business end of the season, Amanda.
That's right, Tim. Today's winner goes on to the grand final.
I'm as pumped as a Parasaurolophus.
Let's get ready to roar!
From the late Cretaceous, it's a theropod as heavy as a rhino, as tall as an elephant, and as long as a bus. She beat Niger's Rugops in round one, representing India. Say namaste to Rajasaurus! From the Pliocene epoch, as tall as a school desk, and as heavy as a mountain bike. She defeated Archelon from the USA in round one. It's a giant rabbit from Spain. Say hola to Neuralagus.
Ooh, I'm calling it this time, Tim. It's gotta be Raj.
Well, Raj is bigger, fiercer, faster, stronger. But the dome is the type of place where rabbits are pulled out of hats, so you never know. I'll be Team Neura.
Let's check where they're racing today.
I see stone. Oh, limestone. Oh, and sandstone to be precise.
And a big hole in the ground.
It's a cave entrance.
Ooh, there's a stream inside.
And stalagmites.
What are they again?
Pointy rock formations that jut upwards out of the ground.
Oh yeah, I see stalactites too. The ones that hang from the ceiling like icicles.
Ooh, and there's a waterfall.
This cave is massive.
I know where we are. Kremliat Pra. It's a huge cave in India.
Raja's home ground. So our racers will enter the cave, follow the stream through the passages and chambers to the finish line behind the waterfall.
On your marks.
Get set.
Dinos!
Wait. Neura's a rabbit, not a dino.
Racers, go!
Neura's stepped into the cave first.
Oh yeah, she can't hop like modern day rabbits.
Well, she also doesn't have the greatest eyesight, but she can see okay in low light like this.
Here comes Raj. How about her eyes?
Well, her eyesight is decent, but both of today's racers have far better senses of smell.
I think Raj smells something now. She's charging ahead of Neura.
Oh, I don't like the look of this. Raj is a meat eater, and I suspect she's sniffing out a snack.
She's rounding the bend in this passage.
Oops, she's hit a dead end.
And she's disturbed a colony of bats.
That's what she smelled.
Poor little things. They must be terrified of Raj.
Well, I think it's the reverse. Raj seems a bit scared of the bats. There are hundreds of them.
You're right. The air is thick with bats.
Raj is used to attacking big prey. She doesn't know what to do with hundreds of tiny flying creatures.
While Raj goes batty, Nura has edged ahead. Oh, wow. She's entering a chamber full of stalactites.
Careful, Nura. Those sharp hanging rocks could take out an eye.
The bats are entering the chamber.
Now Nura can't see either.
If I were her, I'd stand still and wait for the bats to fly out of there.
Well, here comes Raj.
Was that an earthquake?
No, Raj headbutted another wall.
The bang seems to have scared the bats. They're flying away.
Yeah, but the impact has dislodged the stalactites. They're starting to fall.
Oh, no! They're falling from the ceiling like spears.
Raj, Nura, tread carefully and look up.
It's a stalactite shower.
Nura's slightly ahead. That's it. Take it easy. Eyes on the ceiling.
Ah! That was a close one. It almost got Nura's tail. Wait, does Nura have a tail?
Oh, it's called a scoot. It's so short you can't really see it.
Ah! Our racers really need to get out of this chamber before they're shish kebabbed by these falling stalactites.
Raj is through the shower and has taken the lead.
Nura's almost there.
Ah! Nura's surrounded by fallen stalactites.
She's trapped. 20 rocks have formed a circle around her, closing her in like prison bars.
Meanwhile, Raj has found the stream. She's following it along the next passage.
This race could be over before we know it.
Wait, what's Nura up to? She's hunched over.
Is she scratching the ground?
Ah, she's digging. Her forelimbs and paws are built for digging up food.
That's great, but I don't think you're going to find any carrots or lettuce inside this cave, Nura.
But I don't think she's digging for food right now. She's digging for freedom.
Ooh, I see. She's digging her way out of the stalactite rabbit trap.
Just a few more scrapes.
Here she goes. She's squeezing her body through her hole under the fallen stalactites.
Oh, she's out! Hop along. Hurry up, Nura. You've got some catching up to do.
Raj is stopping for a drink from the stream. Come on, India. Spain is on the way.
Raj, she's fallen into the stream.
I'm guessing she can't swim, Tim.
Well, she's not a marine reptile, but she can manage in water. See how she's sort of paddling her legs and using her tail to steer?
Her tiny arms aren't doing much.
They never do.
There's a pretty strong current pulling Raj along. If you just keep your head above water, the stream might take you all the way to the waterfall.
Nura's staying high and dry. She's plodding alongside the edge of the stream.
Lucky Nura's inside the cave, because it sounds like it's wet outside.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Oh, we spoke too soon. Nura's about to get wet too.
Is that water trickling in from outside the cave?
Yep. This is why we tell people not to go caving in the rain.
The water's pooling around Nura's paws. It's so rare that we have a racer covered in fur. Can she swim, Tim?
Well, not by choice, but if it's a matter of survival, she'll give Bunny Paddle a go.
So we have Raj floating downstream and Nura pouring her way through puddles. Should we throw them some life jackets?
I don't think they make them dinosaur and mega rabbit sized.
The water's really gushing in.
It's gone from a trickle to a flash flood.
Whoa! The floodwaters knocked Nura off her feet and into the stream with Raj.
I'm not even sure if I'd call it a stream now. It's just a one raging torrent of water.
Look, there's a stalagmite poking out of the water up ahead. Maybe the racers can grab onto it.
Oh, here goes Raj. Oh, she's missed. I should have known. Her arms are too tiny.
Here comes Nura. Oh,
she did it.
Hold that stalagmite tight, Nura.
Oh, there's another one sticking up downstream. Raj is about to pass it.
Oh, Raj grabs the stalagmite with her teeth.
Well, she's holding on with her super strong jaw as the floodwaters rage around her.
So what now, Tim? The race has stalled while both competitors hang on to stalagmites with all their stalagmite.
Ah!
What is it, Tim?
I'm sorry, I can't. It's my worst fear.
An asteroid?
No.
A kraken?
No. Look up at the ceiling.
Whoa! There are hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe even millions of creepy, crawly spiders!
I can't stand them.
You're safe in the commentator's box, Tim, but why are there so many?
Well, they live in the cave system, and they're climbing up high to escape the floodwaters.
Some of the spiders are falling on Raj and Nura's heads.
No, get them off!
Relax, Tim. Who would have thought the Mesozoic Master was such an arachnophobe?
Oh, thank Gorgosaurus, the bats are back.
Why is that a good thing? The bats are swooping Raj and Nura.
They're not hurting the racers. They're eating the spiders off their heads.
Raj doesn't realise she's let go of the stalagmite to snap at the bats with her teeth.
And Nura's let go of hers to swipe at the bats with her paws.
Bad moves. Now both racers are being carried away by the floodwaters again.
It's neck and neck as the torrent takes them into the final chamber.
Whoa!
Is this a whirlpool?
Yep, a deep, swirling basin. The waterfall and the finish line are on the other side.
I don't know how either racer is going to get there. All they're doing is swirling around.
And around.
And around.
Ugh, it's like a washing machine. It's making me dizzy.
Nura's trying to bunny paddle out.
Oh, it's not working. She's just treading water.
Raj! Did the whirlpool just suck her under?
Oh, I'm afraid so. Can we get the underwater camera down there?
Well, there she is. Oh, she's pretty deep.
If she just stays calm, she might be okay. The current is weaker at the bottom of the whirlpool.
Oh, yeah, she's not swirling around so much down there.
Now she just needs to kick her legs away from the middle of the whirlpool.
She's doing it! Kick, Raj, kick!
Oh, she's floating back to the surface.
Let's get back to the above water view.
Poor Nura. She's still trying to bunny paddle against the current.
She popped up at the finish line under the waterfall.
Oh, Nura's floated over too, but it's too late.
India and Rajasaurus have made it to the grand final of the Dino Dome World Cup.
You head down to the waterfall while I run our domers through an action replay. Nura entered the cave first as Raj followed and got spooked by a colony of bats. A shower of stalactites trapped Nura, but she dug herself out. Then both racers fell into the stream that became a flood, that became a whirlpool. Raj got sucked to the bottom, but floated to the top and popped out at the finish line under the waterfall to take the win.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here at the waterfall for the medal ceremony.
Woo! What is it?
Spider! On my head!
Get it off!
No, a bat ate the spider.
Well, that's good.
But it also took the medal.
Oh, sorry, Raj.
And sorry, Nura, but you and Spain are out. Join us next time for the big one, the Dino Dome World Cup Grand Final. final, where Argentina's Patagonia Titan will go head-to-head with India's Rajasaurus.
It'll be the biggest race in the whole wide world.
Even better,
the greatest race of all time!
See you there.
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dinodome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including dolphins, cats, parrots, sheep, and otters. Yes, otters.
This is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.